Now, guess what? We are talking classic cars because I don't know if you've heard this. They're currently being lauded as a better investment than a lot of other things. I mean, that's assuming you've actually got some cash to throw around. But some figures that I looked at found that the classic car market has actually surged by 82% compared to a decade ago. So you could buy your dream car, maybe. What would it be if you could? Because the classic cars we're talking about now are from the early 1960s through until the year 2000. So if you're talking about something outside those years, don't text it because we're not going to be able to help you, okay? It's just for cars, early 60s through until the year 2000, because my next guest specialises in cars of this era. So if you want your car valued, I'm just going to tell you now, call. We've got about 50 text messages. We'll try to get to all of them. And if you're getting a bit sort of, you know, shirty going, they haven't read my message yet, just call us or retext the message because it's hard to keep up with how many are coming in. So 1300 222 936. My guest is Mark Haybittle, the director and owner of Supercar Secrets. Mark, hello.
Hi, how are you, Carly?
Yeah, good. We previewed this and as you know, this segment goes mad and I told everybody, get in fast, but they've really listened to me. And so now we've got so many to get through, I thought we'd better start early for once. So certain models, I understand, of old cars are really going up in value and, I mean, people might have one of these cars. So the one that sort of caught my attention, I was looking through the latest copy of Thoroughbred and Classic Cars and, you know, this showed that all classic car sales, you know, their platforms, they're all on the rise. Is that actually true?
Pretty well. All classic cars are rising. It's just a degree by which they to rise, you know, and so the ones that we invest in are the ones that have got the greatest growth in them, obviously. So yeah, but they're all rising. Just by how much, Kylie?
You know, the one that caught my attention, Mark, is Lotuses. And you mentioned that these cars, I mean, I don't think anybody's got a bank balance big enough to necessarily buy all these cars, but there's massive gains potentially ahead. And I've got a picture in front of me of a red Lotus Esprit Turbo. That's the car I'm looking at right now. So what would that be worth?
That car sitting there right now, I think that from memory was a Series 2, and Series 2 is worth around about 100K at the moment.
But you've
got to bear in mind they came off a base that we were buying them for like $15,000 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So they've come off a tremendously low base, and I think you and I have discussed Lotuses before, and you know about my massive passion for Lotuses and why I've got so many, because they've all got massive growth in them. And that's only because they were an underrated, underloved car for a long time, and now everyone's getting onto them. So I think as that article says, you know, they'll be worth a lot more by Christmas time.
Oh, my God, I wish I had a whole car full of them, a whole shed full of amazing collectible cars, but sadly I don't. Tanya might be one of those lucky people. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good. What have you got?
I've got a 1993 Mazda MX-5 convertible.
Oh, that sounds like a nice one. How many Ks?
133,000.
Condition?
Really good condition.
Mark Haybittle? What do you think about that?
What was the Ks on it again? What was the kilometres?
133,000.
Oh, really? Right. So is that an A with the pop-up headlights being 93?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, then that's the most valuable of all. The NAs, the early ones with the pop-ups, they're the ones to get. Now, they probably 2 years ago, just before, well, 3 years ago, just before COVID, they were only worth like $5,000 or $6,000. Now, 25.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. So that's amazing. So from 5 or 6 to 25.
Absolutely. Like that has been the case with so many Japanese cars. I mean, basically, you can write a rule across pretty well. All the Japanese stuff has gone up, and then it's just a question of by how much. And the MX-5s were sort of a real target for that because they're just such a great little car. And they really are. They're an awesome little car.
Great
handling car, awesome thing.
There you go, Tanya.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, John X has snuck in here. He and he's got a hotline into the ABC studios. Hello, John.
Hello.
What have you got hiding in your shed? You don't have any collectible cars, do you?
I do. I have our original family car that my dad bought. I've got a 1971 Holden Belmont Ute. All original. It's got the patina on it too, like it's got the rust spots and stuff, but still goes.
Are you trying to make that like a marketing tool, rust spots?
Yeah. They call it patina and it's
they do.
All rust on the old car, yeah.
So what's that worth, Mark Haybittle?
96,000 Ks on the clock.
How much?
96,000 miles.
Okay. Well, right. So the mileage is right. Everything about it's right, really, because those ones are super, super rare these days. You could get anywhere up to 45, 50K for that car now.
Wow.
Don't retire, John X. You have to come back and do breakfast.
That's with the rust spots.
Yeah, right. Okay. Wow. That's amazing.
And
yeah,
is that more than you thought? Is that a bigger price than you? Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, way more. Like three times more than I thought.
Well, see, that's why people need to call into this segment, because they can find out great news sometimes. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Kylie, they actually went higher than that. Like last year, they were up to 60, but they've come back a bit since
then.
Yeah.
Gee, that's a lot, isn't it? That's amazing.
Well, it's a ute, you see, and so there's very few utes, of that around 70. But any early 70s utes that are a Holden, you know, or a Ford for that matter, they're pretty rare, but the Fords aren't worth as much as the Holdens. You know, the Holdens are the ones that have the value.
Now's the time to get on the phone. There's so many text messages that if you call us, you go to the top of the list. 1300 222 936. Get on the phone right now, because there is literally nobody there on the line at this very moment.
Kylie Baxter on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
And my guest is Mark Habiddle, director and owner of Supercar Secrets. And Mark, we were just chatting before the news saying, yeah, it's amazing how the classic car market is really just, you know, going great guns at the moment, and people are making money off it.
Oh, everyone we know is making an absolute fortune off it. I mean, it's got much greater rises in it than property, the stock market, anything you care to mention. And, you know, people are flocking towards it, really. You know, not everyone understands it. So that's the first thing.
Yeah, it's like a lot of investments, isn't it?
That's right. And, you know, I mean, it is pretty simple, because it is just like a stock or a share, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And you buy it when it's low, and you sell it when it's high, you know. So it's just the same thing. So it's just about knowing what cars to buy, when to buy them, and when to sell them. It's really as simple as that, you know.
Okay. But, so let's go to Hugh, for example, in Sandy Bay. Do you think Hugh's going to make any money if he's got a 1967 Triumph Spitfire, generally good condition for its age? It's silver, and it's got 100,000 Ks on the clock. Maybe it's miles, but Ks or miles, I'm not sure.
Yeah, sadly, the Spitfires haven't really taken off. They're a bit like an MGB in the sense that MGBs, they've had tiny gains over the years, but they don't really go anywhere. So but being 67, that would be a Series 2 probably. It's on the cutoff of Series 2 and Series 3. So, but not a huge amount, probably $18,000, something like that.
No, you can't cry about that. 18 grand's not bad. Now, you know how I said there was absolutely nobody on the line and everybody should call and you'll go to the top of the list? We now have 8 callers on the line, so we'll try and crack through them. Let's see, Neville's in Rosetta. A very good morning to you, Neville.
Good morning.
Make it fast. What have you got?
I just wanted to say to your listeners, if you want to watch classic cars at their premium and racing, just watch YouTube Goodwood. It's on at the moment.
Oh, there you go.
Love it.
Brilliant. Good on you, Neville. Thank you very much. That's a good little tip. Thank you for that, Neville. And Michelle's in North Hobart. What have you got, Michelle, to talk to Mark about?
Mark, hi. I've got a 1960 Ford Zephyr Ute.
Really? Wow, that is rare.
It is. It's been beautifully restored. I bought it already restored, so I can't take any credit for it. The previous owner did a beautiful job of it. So, yeah, just curious to see what it would be worth.
So it would have been converted into a ute, right, wouldn't it?
No, it's the original. It is the original ute shape. They were only ever made in Australia, and then they were exported back to the UK. But, no, it's the original ute.
Right, wow. Sorry?
I know there's not many around.
Oh, like none.
It's a bit of a head on the road.
And that's why I asked you if it had been cut into a ute, because a few of the people that we know that have got Zephyrs and Zodiacs of that era, they cut them into utes. But you're right, there were a few made here in Australia and very, very few left. That if it's in good condition, it's got, and you said, I think, about 100,000 miles, didn't you?
That was a previous one.
K's.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I missed it.
Yeah, about 120,000 Ks.
Okay, right. So that's not too excessive. Okay. Probably sitting around about 55 to 60K at the moment. That's what our collectors would pay for that. Yeah.
Wow. Because I know a lot of people have exported them to the UK to get more money.
Yes.
But you do.
Yeah, you get.
Got to be happy with that, Michelle.
Very. Thanks, Mark.
That was Michelle in North Hobart. There you go. Interesting. Now, Dave is in Deviot. Did I pronounce that correctly, Dave? Is that how you say it? Deviot rather than Deviot?
Well, we say it both ways.
Okay, well, then I'm okay in that case. What have you got? Make it quick because we've got stacks of callers to get through.
It's a problem because I've got so many going on. I've got a Type 34.
Oh, you can only choose one, otherwise you've got to phone back. Okay, what have you got? What's the one you really want valued?
Type 34 Carmen Gear.
Okay, Carmen Gears, they've sort of had their time and come back a bit, unfortunately. They've come back down. They got up to about 35, but they're back down to about 22 now.
It's not the Type 1, it's the Type 3.
Yeah, I know which one you mean, with the bigger rear lights, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, Dave, 22.
Unfortunately, you probably know, it's the earlier one that everyone wants, the Type 1. Yeah.
Good on you, Dave. Ron in Clifton Beach has got a 66 HR Holden Ute. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. What do you want to know? How much it's worth, I guess. What more do you need to know about this car, Mark?
Well, interestingly enough, it seems to be the morning for utes, doesn't it? Because that's the third one in a row.
Oh, is it? I didn't hear the other ones.
Yeah, the HR utes, I mean, they're actually probably one of the most attractive utes that there ever was, really. Mm-hmm. They're a sexy little thing. What sort of mileage?
It's a bit hard to tell, really, because it's had a few modifications over the years. I bought it a couple of years ago from a bloke in Queensland, and it's got, you know, it's probably on its third motor. It's, you know, it's not in original condition. It's been repainted. It's got some wide wheels, you know, a few little. It's got a what they call a premier interior. You probably know that.
So
it's had some modifications. It's been fitted with disc brakes. So a few upgrades, really. So it's not an original car. Mileage is, you know, probably up to 300,000 or something crazy like that. Yeah.
Right. If it was all original and it was a genuine original, you know, original paint, original interior, original engine, probably about 55-60K, but as it is now, more like 20.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
Yeah. Good on you. Yeah. Thanks,
right,
Ron.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
That was Ron in Clifton Beach. We've got Chris. Chris is in Launceston and has a 1983 Fairmont. Morning, Chris.
Good morning. How
are you? How many Ks does it have, or miles?
Well, I think roughly it's in my I've got the old car. It's in the garage at my family home, and it's being sold. So I need to. I'm going to get rid of the car. I think it's got 120 without. I'm not at the car now, but it's low mileage. It's original, and it's a Ford. My dad was a Ford man. A Ford Fairmont XE.
What do you think, Mark?
Around about 120,000. Roughly.
Okay.
Original.
Yeah. Probably around about 18 to 20 grand, around that figure.
Okay, then. And what's the best way of going? Because the house is being sold because they're going in a nursing home. Where would be the best way to offload it? What would you suggest? You know, to sell it.
Try Lloyd's Auctions. They'll help you out. Or Pickles.
Lloyd's.
Yep. Pickles. He said. Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
No worries. Let's go now to Tony in Launceston. And I just want to point out to everybody before I put your call through, short and sharp, we have got tons of people to get through. Okay, so very good morning to you, Tony, in Launceston.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
What have you got quickly?
1984 Land Cruiser diesel station wagon, original motor. Diffs and gearboxes haven't been touched. New radiator, 944,000.
How many?
944,000 kilometres.
Oh, my God, I've never heard of a car with 900,000 Ks.
Yeah, it's a diesel. They go further.
Wow.
So it's an FJ40 diesel, basically. Is it long wheelbase or short wheelbase?
FJ60 station wagon.
Sorry?
Station wagon.
Oh, is it? Right, the long one. If it was petrol, it would be worth around 40K, but being diesel, it's probably worth about 30K or 28, around that figure.
Well, why is that? Diesel's better, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is from the point of view that you can do 944,000 Ks with it, but it's not sought after by the collectors.
And that's a lot of Ks.
That's a lot of Ks.
Good on you, Tony. Great to hear from Tony. Let's go to Dot. Dot has got a 1991. Hello, Dot. Is it a Brumby? What is a Brumby?
Oh, they're great cars.
Yeah. It's a 1991 Brumby. I bought new.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, great little cars.
And,
Subaru Brumbies.
The only thing that's been changed are the tires and the batteries over the years. It's got 300 plus kilometres.
Wow.
300,000, you mean, don't you?
Yes.
If it had low Ks, if it was sort of 55,000, 60,000 Ks, it would actually be worth about 20 grand. But with those sorts of Ks, it's going to be worth probably only eight or nine grand. They're not worth a lot, but they're great vehicles. I love them. Absolutely love them.
Yeah. Every time I take it to a garage, somebody wants to buy it.
Well, you should sell it to them. Yeah. They're lovely cars. They're great.
Good to hear from you, Dot.
Thanks, very much. Bye.
All right. Cheers. Let's go now to Howard. Howard, I think I'm trying to go in the right order here. Good morning, Howard. What have you got?
1942 Willys MB Jeep.
Oh, it's a bit before my time, those Jeeps. I mean, I know they hold high value, but I don't really know what it's worth.
Remember, everybody, we're talking 1960 to 2000. Anything in the 1940s range, we can't answer. So sorry about that one, Howard. Do apologise for that. Let's go to Paul, who's got a 1988 Turbo VL Calla. I don't even know what that is. Hello, Paul.
Oh, they're nice. They are probably one of the best car wheels ever built.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've got a 1988 Series 2 Turbo Calais, was auto, converted to manual with a manual box. Good condition, 212,000 Ks.
Right. If you hadn't converted it back to the manual and if it didn't have 212,000 Ks, it would have been similar to one that we just sold for 62 grand. But with the gearbox change and the Ks, it's going to pull it right back to probably below 30, but they're still they are a great car. They're one of the best Commodores ever built with a Nissan engine. Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. Cheers.
Good on you.
Awesome. Thanks.
No worries.
Thanks, Paul. Hey, Bill's in Sandy Bay. Bill's got himself a 1999 Audi Quattro Turbo, 80,000 Ks on the clock. Hello to you, Bill. What's that, Mark?
Now there is a car, proper car, real car.
Thank you. Yes, it's in good condition and it's actually in Queensland at the moment, but it's our car.
And so you want to know what it's worth, don't you?
What
year was it again?
1999.
99, yeah, okay. Okay, 99.
It's a bit of a tricky one to. You never hear Mark Haybiddle pause and.
No, with Quattros, you got to be a bit careful. It's a tricky one. Probably about 45K, probably.
Gee, okay.
Nice, Bill.
We might get it back from our daughter-in-law then.
Yeah. So give that car back. We want to go on holidays to Europe.
They're a great car to drive. They really are. They're a great thing to drive. I mean, because they've got the same sort of footprint as the original UR Quattros, which are now worth an absolute fortune. You know, like a UR Quattro, 5 years ago, you could pick them up for like under $20,000. Now they're $120,000.
Okay.
If you can get one, you know, for a UR. I just love Quattros, anything with a Quattro, you know, four-wheel drive, rally-based car, you know.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Thank you.
Philip. Hello, Philip. A good morning to you. Where are you calling from or where are you based?
Morning, guys. How are you going? I'm based in Hobart.
Ah, nice. And tell us what you've got.
So I've got another ute, guys. I've got an AP6 Valiant. AP6 Wayfarer Ute, 1965, built in Adelaide, Tonsley Park, and it's come into Tassie I'm the second owner, and I've had it for 25 years.
Okay, an AP6.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch what it was. I caught the 65.
I'll read it out. It's an AP6 Wayfarer, 1965.
So it's basically a Valiant Ute, yeah?
Correct, mate, AP6.
They are super rare. One of those cars, because of the shape, they should be worth a heck of a lot more money than they actually are. But, probably around the 20 mark, and they should be worth more, but they're not, unfortunately. They're a bit hard to shift. It's that sort of Chrysler Mopar thing versus Holden and Ford thing, you know?
That's right. Yeah. Slowly the Chrysler's are catching up, but I would have thought they're worth a bit more than that. That's the way it is. I love it.
They should be.
Yeah, well, look, you love it, Phil. That's what matters.
Yeah.
Correct. That's right.
Thanks. Good on you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now, quick one from before. This was from Michelle. We do love it if you call up as well, but Michelle's in North Hobart. She's got another ute. What is it? It's like Ute Day. A 1960 Ford Zephyr ute. Beautiful condition, says Michelle. Butter yellow.
Wasn't that the one we spoke to earlier?
Oh, maybe it was. Oh, yeah, was that her?
It can't be two Zephyr Utes in one day.
I reckon that she's called as well. Yeah, that's just a coincidence.
So, yeah.
Okay, then we've got Daryl. Daryl's got a 1996 Toyota Land Cruiser. We've had a few Land Cruisers today, so we're going to make this one quick. How many Ks, Daryl? Good morning.
240,000 Ks.
Right.
Automatic, petrol, good condition.
What do you think? How much?
Yeah. Petrol or diesel?
Petrol.
Okay. Yeah, they're not really considered a classic, unfortunately. So that's, I guess it's probably worth about. I could be inaccurate here because we don't really deal with Toyotas of that era. It's the ones before the FJ Forders that have got the value.
Yeah, but, after the 80 series.
Yeah, after that, yeah. It's I'd make a stab at about 25 to 30 grand, I would say.
There we go, Daryl, good on you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Somebody has got a silver, where is this one? It sounded interesting. A 1983 silver Porsche, a 944 non turbo, 230,000 Ks. This is a text.
Right. Well, if it's in nice condition with all books and history, and if it didn't have the 240,000 Ks, it would be worth about 45 grand. But with the Ks, it's going to pull it right back, and it's going to be somewhere in the region of 22 to 25.
Yeah, so the Ks makes a really big difference from what you're saying.
Massive, massive. With collectible cars, it's everything that everybody talks about. You know, all our cars are under 60,000 Ks, put it that way. And they've all got books and history. That's what you have to have. Without that, it kind of kills them.
Yeah. Yep. John's in the Midlands somewhere, and he's one of, I don't know if he's got one of the last Holdens ever made with no Ks. I don't fully get this story. Good morning, John.
Oh, really? Wow.
Hello there.
Hello, how are you? Tell us this story. It sounds interesting.
Okay, but I purchased one of the last Holdens. It's a Motorsport. It was a special edition, and there are quite a few of those in the market. But this particular one has no PD, so it still has all the stickers as it left the factory floor, so as it left the works rather than the showroom. But on top of it, I made a special request, and the protective slip strips on the door sills, and the guys on the production line have actually signed the car off, including the team leader. So this car is signed off by the people who made one of the last Holdens.
Wow. No, so we don't have long for this one because we're about to cross to Country Hour, but we would love to find out what you think about this, Mark.
Yeah, look, so does it have a compliance plate or not?
Yes, it does. Yeah,
it does.
It's never been registered. I purchased it and just put it in the shed.
But you could register it, could you? So it's registrable, is it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah. Well, the best guide on that was that 2 years ago, one of the last ones that rolled off the production line, which was an SS, sold for 75 grand.
Okay.
Which you're probably aware of. And so what model is yours?
It's a Motorsport.
Okay.
There were a few hundred made, and that's a manual.
Well, it's probably going to be the other side of 75, so it's going to be in the area of 75 to 100. That's where it's going to be. Okay.
Wow.
But I'd have to see it, and I'd need to know a lot more details on it to be specific. But it's going to be above 75 but below 100. That's where it'll be, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. Thanks, John.
No worries.
Okay, this is the very last one. I'm sorry for the 50 messages that we didn't get to. We didn't quite anticipate how crazy this segment would go today. This one is just another ute, a Holden Overlander. But look, honestly, Neil hasn't really put that many details in, but, you know, we don't know what year it is, so that's not much good. But a Holden Overlander ute, we've only got roughly 20 seconds.
Well, Overlanders are a super collectible item. Hardly any of them left. The last one we sold was mint with 70,000 Ks on the books in history, and we got 82 grand for it.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mark. I might try and keep a list of the gazillion messages, and we can do it in another segment, and we'll run through those ones quickly. But great to have you on the program as always. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, no, thanks for having us on, Kylie. Always a pleasure. Always
yeah,
a pleasure.
Classic cars seem to be going mad.
They do. They are going mad. You've got to get into them now before you get priced out of the market.
Yeah, sounds like it. It's 4 minutes to 11, and that was Mark Haybittle, Managing Director of Supercar Secrets.